Even Jesus made bad choices. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 3, Jesus picked Judas to be one of his 12 apostles. Yet Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus made Judas the treasurer, and he embezzled money. Jesus could have given the money bag to Nathanael. The Bible says that Nathanael was an Israelite in whom there was no deceit. Or Jesus could have picked John. The Bible says he was the disciple that Jesus loved. Why not pick Levi, who had extensive financial experience? But he didn't. Jesus chose Judas to be the treasurer of his itinerant nonprofit ministry. One is tempted to offer Jesus some consulting on good stewardship. Donors were supporting this ministry financially, and Jesus appointed the one guy he knew was a devil to manage the money. Then we read in the Gospel of John that Judas was covetous. Now that is a bad choice. Judas was a bad apple. I realize there's a lot of theology here trying to understand predestination and Judas part of God's plan, but the fact remains, Judas was a bad choice. The important thing to realize is that this choice that Jesus made had a profound impact on the course of history. It led to Jesus' arrest and crucifixion, which ultimately resulted in the spread of Christianity. God used this choice for the good. All of us are going to make bad decisions or bad choices at times in our lives, financially, relationally, careers, health, and so on. Don't beat yourself up. It's part of life. Trust that God can use these situations to bring about His ultimate plan for your life. Do your best to learn from your mistakes. Ask God what He wants to show you, and then move on. Have a great day.